when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Take me where you wanna go, make it anywhere at all. Follow any winds that blow, any course that seems to call. Northward, southward, east or west. Take me different places, show me different faces, that's the life I like best. Travel!
As the boat says to the river, when it's free and starting to float,
take me where you wanna go, make it anywhere you please. Ride the center of the flow or meander near the trees. Onward, onward, day by day. Rudder firm and steady, I am standing ready, sweep me off.
Says to the river with a wondrous sigh of relief,
take me where you want to go, show me all there is to see. Move me fast or move me slow, it's agreeable to me. Whirl me, swirl me, far from land. Let your spirit guide you, I am here beside you, I am at your
catch the sun of your adventure, cheerful and strong, and all the greatest joys are yet to come along.
Take me where you wanna go, any destiny is fine.
Take me where you wanna go, any destiny is fine.
When the dawn begins to glow, your excitement will be mine.
When the dawn begins to glow, your excitement will be mine.
Well, who wouldn't want to follow the siren song of travel, put together so eloquently by Maltby and Shire in their review, Starting Here, Starting Now. And this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WLIW, starting right now, 3 p.m. here at 3 p.m. on Sunday on our station, which is Long Island's only NPR station emanating out of Southampton, northward and westward. Well, Westward Ho is today's theme. Today is Broadway Road Trip. What does Broadway care about the price of gasoline? We are going to bundle into our station wagon and drive down I-95 and then westward on I-10 and hit the major spots that are covered by the Broadway musical. So that should be fun. Maybe you'll be in your own car and you'll actually listen to this while you're tooling along the highways and byways of our native land. Our first stop on our tour is Maine. Yeah, we're going to go all the way up north to Maine, courtesy of Richard Rodgers' score to No Strings, sung by Richard Kiley, and a little counterpoint here from Diane Carroll.
Let the snow come down before the sun comes up. Maine is the main thing. Let the lake and hills become a frozen cup. 20 below in Maine. Get the sleigh turnabout, that's a nice team. Make believe all of it's yours. Take a breath, blow it out, no it ain't steam. It'll be warmer indoors. Let the snow come down before it starts to rain. Under the covers, it's cozy, far away, across the bay goes an old train. Mainly, I do like Maine.
When the sun goes down, the kids are up and out east of the Hudson. There's a sidewalk symphony of song and shout up north of Central Park. When it's late, climb the stairs ready for bed. Close your eyes, start to count sheep. Music comes floating up into your head. What's the use trying to sleep? There's a record playing in the flat below. Down there a trumpet blows softly. What a warm place it is after it's dark. Wahoo, wahoo. Up north of Central Park.
Let the snow come down before
when
the sun comes down,
the kids are
Maine
out.
Maine is the main thing.
Where's Maine? There's a sidewalk symphony
Let
of
the
song
lake and
shout.
Hills get frozen up.
Up north of Central Park.
Way down in Maine. Get the sleigh, turn about. That's a nice team.
Close your eyes, start to count sheep.
Warm or cold, what's the use turning on steam? Never mind trying to sleep.
Let the snow come down before
There's
it starts to rain.
In the
Under
below.
The covers, it's cozy. What a warm place it is after it's dark. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Mainly I do like
up north of Central.
Mainly I do like
up north of Central.
Mainly I do like
up north of Central.
Maine.
Central Park.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Abigail Brown, bachelor stenographer, was late for work today for the first time in 20 years. She refused to talk about it, but the following memo was found on her desk in shorthand. Oh.
Tropical nights, orchids in blue. Perfume, intrigues and dangers with passionate strangers. I've seen it all as I recall. I met him in Boston, in the Native Quarter. He was from Harvard, just across the border. It was a magical night with romance everywhere. There was something in the air. There always is in Boston. We went to the Casbah. That's an Irish bar there, the underground hideout of the D.A.R. there. Something inside of me said, watch your heart, mademoiselle. And it might be just as well to watch your purse in Boston. We danced in a trance, and I dreamed of romance, till the strings of my heart seemed to be knotted, and even the palms seemed to be parted. The Boston Begin was casting its spell, and I was drunk with love and cheap muscatel. We went to the Common. That's a pretty park there. As I remember, it was pretty dark there. In this exotic locale by a city underneath a voodoo moon. We fell asleep in Boston. That was the story of my one romance there. Our dream of adventure didn't stand a chance there. How could we hope to enjoy all the pleasures ahead when the books we should have read were all suppressed in Boston, exotic Boston, land of the free.
That was Sheldon Harnick at his wittiest, also the composer to the Boston Beguine. From New Faces of 1952, that song made Alice Ghostly into a star, and a reminder of how staid and conservative Boston once was, perhaps still is, in many ways. Well, let's go a little further down to the state where I went to college, Rhode Island. Wonderful song from a review called Inside USA, the idea of which we're sort of stealing today, which is songs all across America sung impeccably by, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nancy Lamott.
Every state has something its Rotary Club can boast of, some product that the state produces the most of. Rhode Island is little, but oh my, it has a product anyone would buy. Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. For you, cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cowland of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyon come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming, a camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota, but why should you be blue? For you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you.
like the city air, I like to drink of it. The more I know New York, the more I think of it. I like the sight and the sound and even the stink of it. I happen to like New York. I like to go to Battery Park and watch those liners booming in. I often ask myself, why should it be? They should come so far from across the sea. I suppose it's because they all agree with me. They happen to like New York. On Sunday afternoon, I took a trip across to Hackensack. But when I gave Hackensack the once over, I took the next train back. I happen to like this bird. I happen to like this town. And when I have to give the world my last farewell and the undertaker starts to ring my funeral bell, I don't want to go to heaven, don't want to go to hell. I happen to like New York. I happen to love New York.
Bobby Short, channeling Judy Garland with a great song from Cole Porter's The New Yorkers, I Happen to Like New York. Well, Atlantic City was a major tryout town for many shows in the 20s and 30s, much less so, of course, after the Depression. But here is a great song about that seaside town with its romance and a little bit of mystery from the Broadway cast of Ragtime.
Let's run away to Atlantic City. Let's feel the wind in our hair.
Atlantic City is only a temporary answer, Mother, but I can't think of a better one. They can't take the child away from you if we're in residence down there. And it's close enough for me to come and go as business dictates.
Sharing a grand and romantic city.
Sea and salty air.
Besides, the change of air will do everyone good. Did you pack my razor?
Yes.
I hope you reserved us a parlor car.
I did.
Train's gonna take us to the sunniest tidal wave.
Troubles will slide away.
Just a ride away.
It was clear to Father that the crisis was driving the spirit from their lives. He had always secretly believed that as a family they were touched by an extra light. He felt it going now. Mother, I...
There's the cab.
Where have I been? How did we change? Caught in this strange new music, say, was I away too long? Say, when did they change?
Let's God. For one solid year they have been sitting here, a whole year, doing nothing. I do believe you've laid a curse on North America. A curse that we here now rehearse in Philadelphia. A second flood, a simple famine, plagues of locusts everywhere, or a cataclysmic earthquake, I'd accept with some despair. But no, you sent us Congress. Good God, sir, was that fair? I say this with humility in Philadelphia, where your responsibility in Philadelphia. If you don't want to see us hanging from some far-off British hill, if you don't want the voice of independency forever stilled, then God, sir, get thee to it, for Congress never will. You see, we piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Not one damn thing do we solve. Piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Nothing's ever solved in foul-feeted, fuming, foggy, filthy Philadelphia.
Someone ought to open up a window.
Good God! They may sit here for years and years in Philadelphia. These indecisive grenadiers of Philadelphia. They can't agree on what is right and wrong or what is good or bad. I'm convinced the only purpose this Congress ever had was to gather here specifically to drive John Adams mad. You see, we piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Not one damn thing do we solve. Piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Nothing's ever solved in foul-feeted, fuming, foggy, filthy Philadelphia.
Well, you knew if we were going to do Philadelphia, we had to do 1776. That, of course, is the original cast. William Daniels, our great pal and great hero as John Adams. Well, we have to head down south past the Mason-Dixon line. That's a line that songwriters seem to like, you know, Mammy Mine, sort of the south of the Mason-Dixon line, Al Jolson's World. But let us go to Irving Berlin, a song he wrote, I think, quite early in his career, even before World War One, when that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama.
When I see that rusty hair conductor man,
What do you do?
I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama.
Wow.
That's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lands. And I will be right there with Bell when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama.
Well, let us go to the lovely land of Florida by the sea. Another Irving Berlin song. I think that's from the Coconuts. And that's a fairly glamorous state. It has, palm trees and beaches and rich people and fantasy life. Here is Stephen Sondheim's attempt to capture the romance of Boca Raton when it was just starting out. The show was Gold, then Bounce, then Roadshow, then I don't know what. But anyway, this is the Bounce recording. Stephen Sondheim's Boca Raton.
Boca Raton, come down to Boca Raton, where every sky's the bluest you've seen, where all year long the grass remains green, where every beach is clean and pristine. Buy a lot, or even two, have we got a lot for you. Boca Raton, come down to Boca Raton, where every vista sparkles and gleams. Soon a city to fit your dreams.
City beautiful,
a work of art in itself.
A city beautiful,
could be displayed on a shelf. A picture perfect place, a place of grace and space. A world of seaside sports and leafy malls. A world of highlight courts and concert halls. A world of boating, hot springs, golf links, tennis. Newport, Saratoga, Venice.
Boca Raton,
you'll covet it.
Boca Raton,
you'll love it.
Presto, now to Duvet.
Come and see the new frontier.
Come and be a pioneer.
You'll agree, tomorrow's here today.
In Boca Raton.
When you see land kind of green and grassy beneath a moon bright beyond compare, when you hear blue jays chirping high and sassy and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on a evening air,
when you see folks all polite and classy, and every smile bids you stay and rest.
Get off that train, you're in Tallahassee, the Southland at its best. Sniff a southern cooking floating on the evening air.
Supper's waiting on the table.
When you see folks,
they'll be telling jokes.
All polite and classy, and every smile,
they smile all the while.
Bet you stay in red.
Get off that train, you're in Tallahassee. It's the capital city of Florida. It couldn't be better, I'm telling ya. The Southland at its best.
Well, that was a song by Frank Lesser, sung by Johnny Mercer. Not for a Broadway musical per se, but that's enough of a of a providence, I think, to make its landing on Broadway to Main Street. Wonderful song, Tallahassee. That was Mercer and the Pied Pipers. This is Larry Maslon, however, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we are taking a national road trip. We just went north to south on I-95, and now we're going to go west on I-10 through the southern part of the country. A little zigging and zagging. Here is a lovely song by Randy Newman from the score to The Princess and the Frog about a city I have never been to. Top of my bucket list.
I'd like to get my picture took and put it in my memory book and someday hang it on my wall to say that I'd seen Arkansas. Arkansas, Arkansas, I just live old Arkansas. Love my ball, love my ball, but I just live old Arkansas. Grandpa, he was always good. I'd play horsey on his foot. He'd tell me when I'd get tall, we'd both go see Arkansas. Arkansas, Arkansas, I just live old Arkansas. Love my mama, love my pa, but I just live old Arkansas. I just live old Arkansas. Arkansas, Arkansas, I just live old Arkansas. Love my mama, love my pa, but I just live old Arkansas.
up here from Oklahoma.
Thought when we got to Oklahoma, I would play that old stodgy Rodgers and Hammerstein tune, didn't you? Ha ha, fooled ya. That was David Yazbek's very humorous take on Oklahoma. It's actually written as Oklahoma ? In the score, as opposed to Oklahoma ! The original Rodgers and Hammerstein. And that's his score from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And before that, we heard a nice little tune from Roger Miller's score to Big River about Arkansas. The only song I know of from a Broadway musical about Arkansas. Well, we're heading west, and we're one of our great cities in Texas was immortalized by Frank Lesser in the musical The Most Happy Fella. And here for a television special are Julie Andrews and Carol Burnett to give you their version of this great city.
Howdy,
howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy,
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 howdy.
Howdy.
Ain't you a new buckaroo?
The name is Rip.
Ain't you a new buckaroo too?
Yep.
Would you say that again?
Yep.
And again?
Yep.
And again?
Yep.
Peepicking, psychicking, bootlicking son of an old coyote, if you went for it in Big D.
How'd you guess?
By the way you drawl and the way you dress, you're from Big D.
My, oh yes.
We mean Big D, little A-S. And that spells Dallas, my darling, darling Dallas. Don't it give you pleasure to confess that we're from Big D?
My, oh yes.
We mean Big D, little A, double L-A. Big D, little A, double L-A. Big D, little A, double L-A-S.
Well, I'm a cow's old carcass. I'm a can of cold beans. Should've known you was Neiman Marcus by the cut of the pipe and fancy jeans. Big D!
How'd you guess?
By the way you draw and the way you dress, you're from Big D.
Oh, my, oh, yes.
We mean Big D, little A.
From Big D.
How'd you get?
By the way you draw.
Houston.
Houston?
Who wouldn't get Houston?
Fort Worth.
Oh, pull yourself together.
Ain't your home sick for Big D?
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, yes.
Gotta get back to Big D, little A, double L, A, S.
We finally got a headline. News is crushed as bulls attack. Crutchy's calling me. Dumb Crips just too damn slow. Guys are fighting, bleeding, falling. Thanks to good old Captain Jack. Captain Jack just wants to close his eyes and go! Let me go far away. Somewhere they won't never find me, and tomorrow won't remind me of today. When the city's finally sleeping and the moon looks old and gray, I get on a train that's bound for Santa Fe. And I'm gone, and I'm done. No more running, no more lying, no more fat old men denying me my pay. Just a moon so big and yellow, it turns night right into day. Dreams come true, yeah they do, in Santa Fe. Where does it say you gotta live and die here? Where does it say a guy can't catch a break? Why should you only take what you're given? Why'd you just spend your whole life living trapped where there ain't no future? Even at 17, breaking your back for someone else's sake. If the life don't seem to suit ya, how about a change of scene? Far from the lousy headlines and the deadlines in between. Santa Fe, my old friend. I can't spend my whole life dreaming, though I know that's all I seem inclined to do. I ain't getting any younger, and I wanna start brand new. I need space and fresh air. Let them laugh in my face, I don't care. Stay in my place, I'll be there. Just be real is all I'm asking, not some painting in my head. 'Cause I'm dead if I can't count on you today. I got nothing if I ain't got Santa Fe.
Jeremy Jordan. From the score to Newsies, the Broadway score to Newsies, Dreaming of Santa Fe. Well, we're going to segue out of the Southwest to that great capital of ambition, cash, chance, and ego. And that, of course, is Las Vegas. Many songs written about Las Vegas. A couple of musicals, Golden Rainbow, with Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. This is from Honeymoon in Vegas, scored by Jason Robert Brown, whose movie version of 13, I think, is coming out almost any minute, sung by Tony Danza and Co. When you say Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Milano Hotel and Casino is very pleased to welcome this evening and every evening the legend, the icon, the very soul of Las Vegas, Mr. Buddy Rocky!
When you say Vegas, you're saying love. You're saying diamond rings and all the things that little girls dream of. You're hearing bells go ring ding ding for me and you in Las Vegas, the land where dreams come true. When you say Vegas,
Vegas,
you're saying yes. You're talking Broadway shows, designer clothes, and wow, hey, that's quite a dress. Only suckers go to Foxwoods, get a clue, and come to Vegas, the land where dreams come true. Put on your tux, dress her up to her molar, show her your roll with the highest rollers. Flash some cash, snag a front row seat. It's a night that she won't forget. You might be in the desert, kid, but a girl can still get wet. I'm joking. Hey, when you say Vegas, you're saying bring it on, bring it on. You're saying fill my heart with beauty and art, and don't quit before I'm gone. You can see Miss Liza Minnelli, Miss Barbara Streisand, or you can just Miss Delaney. Oh, you're saying deal me a flush. Hey, sorry, mister, how should I know that trip is your sister? Cash in your chips and thank the stars above that you're in V-E-G-A-S, and that spells love.
Home sweet home.
Great to be back, isn't it, boss?
And the minute I got off that plane and saw all those slot machines, I just had this warm, wonderful feeling.
Grab a machine and start yanking that lever.
Yank that lever.
Chances are swell, you'll get lucky forever.
Jackpot!
Vegas is, was, and always will be the hottest of all hot spots. There's some guy's been here 50 years and is still shoving things in slots.
What is he talking about?
When you say Vegas,
Vegas,
you're saying
the sky's always blue.
London's too old
and Cleveland ain't pretty,
and we got nicer hookers than Jersey City.
There's a whole lot of love in Nevada just waiting for you, so come to Las Vegas.
What I say?
Las Vegas!
Lead the way
to Las Vegas!
The land where dreams come true.
Come on, Las Vegas!
Yes!
Well, I gather soon, someday soon, I hope, The Rebuilding Act is going to create a train directly from Vegas to Los Angeles. I would look forward to that. But in the meantime, we will cross into the state of California at the end of our road trip. We went from Maine to Florida to the great Golden State. And what other song could we possibly end our Broadway road trip than with Al Jolson's version of California, Here I Come? So I hope you have a great summer, and I hope if you do get in the car, you watch your mileage and open the windows. Who needs air conditioning? And who needs air conditioning when you have Al Jolson and Broadway to Main Street?
the wintry winds start blowing and the snow is starting to fall. Then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come. Right back where I started from. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing and everything. A sun-kissed mist said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. From where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing and everything. A sun-kissed mist said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California. Here I come.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.